relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. We have a new deal signed with China, phase one. We have articles of impeachment wending their way from the lower house to the Senate, and the trial begins on Tuesday. But more important than all of this, Jennifer Horn is on the line. She is our warrior princess, fighter for freedom. Host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. And are you tired of winning yet? I mean, is President Trump the only president who can be impeached and literally have this dog and pony show going on at a podium? Meanwhile, he's signing trade deals with China, which is something no president can do. And the USMCA is on its way to being passed. I mean, really, is this the epitome of ridiculousness?
That's such a good point, because you think, you know, maybe I'm remembering falsely or through the haze. But I lived here. I was visiting for my sins. I was a fellow at the Kennedy School at Harvard during the last impeachment. And the world stopped.
It stopped.
We'd go to the student cafeteria in the center of the K School, and they had massive jumbo screens at Harvard showing, you know, the video of his video deposition. I did not have sexual relations. I mean, the world stopped. Everybody was obsessed with Monica and impeachment. And compared to today, it's as if there is no impeachment.
I know. I had to laugh. I heard an interview with President Trump. I think it was his interview with Laura Ingraham on Fox last week on Friday. And in it, he was talking about how Bob Woodward said, you know, you're just smiling all the time. It's like you're winning. And he said, maybe I'm just a different sort of person. And maybe he is. And I know that he is. And I know that's why we all voted for him, because he is a different sort of person who can handle all the terrible name calling. And I think the stuff that I always like to tell you is no shame bone. The stuff that most of us would just, you know, hover in a corner in the fetal position, he's able to handle it, and not only handle it, but thrive. I mean, I'd actually dare to say that the last 6 months have been the best of his presidency, even under these circumstances.
I think
it's
you're
incredible.
Right. If you look at Baghdadi, you look at Qasem Soleimani, you look at the economy. I didn't hear it today, but my muse told me, and this goes straight to your point, and I think she heard it well. Our buddy Chris Plant on WMAL said, you know what the president's like? He's like some kind of genetic melding of Don Rickles and Teddy Roosevelt.
And it's amazing.
Isn't it? You know, he doesn't care. He's got a sense of humor, but he's an alpha male who just gets stuff done. To your point, I don't know if I share this with you. We were at the Christmas party at the White House a few weeks ago, and mm-hmm. Everybody's, you know, eating the wonderful food and checking out Melania's decorations and catching up with buddies that you haven't seen in ages. And we're waiting for the president to come down the stairs with Melania. It's just a 4-minute speech they give, and everybody's so excited. It's frenetic. And then he comes down, and this is right in the middle of this lunacy. And he starts cracking jokes about impeachment. I tell you one thing Bill Clinton didn't do when he was caught suburning perjury. He wasn't cracking jokes at the Christmas party about having sex with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office and then lying about
different.
It. Right. It truly is different. Okay, let's stop the pleasant reminiscing. And I'm going to ask you the question that I asked my listeners at the beginning of the show 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the list of the managers. We have the list of the impeachment.
Oh, they're amazing, aren't they?
It's like one of these new Marvel movies. We need to show we're really diverse. Let's have a white guy. Let's have a black woman. Let's have another woman. It's just so artificial political correctness. But I have to ask you, as the person who lives in Adam Schiff's district, I think Adam's clawing at your front door right now.
Yeah.
This, for me, and again, I need a sanity check from one of the few sane people in California who lives in Adam Schiff's district. If I were Nancy Pelosi, the last person on this planet, I would choose to be the manager of my attempted conviction of the president in the Senate is Adam Schiff.
Oh, absolutely. But who else does she have? I was laughing, you know, I host The Morning Answer with Brian Whitman. You mentioned it, our lovable liberal. And we were talking about just exactly who this would be. We're speculating before they made the big announcement. And, of course, we figured it would be Adam Schiff, because who else is on the team? Is it going to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that's going to be running this thing? Is it going to be Rashida Tlaib? Is it going to be Ringo? I mean, is it going to be Representative Presley from Massachusetts? I mean, who else is going to do it? Of course it's going to be Adam Schiff.
His fingerprints
are all over it.
Pick somebody you've never heard of, because he's been such a flipping embarrassment for the last 2.5 years. Why would he is the face of lies. He is the face of nobody taking him seriously. Pick somebody you've never heard of, and at least the baggage of Schiff isn't. If you're being logical, you don't want him close to it. But isn't that a sign for you that she doesn't even know what she's doing?
Well, if you watched this whole thing today, I mean, it was like there was an escape at the asylum. I mean, she could barely get through a sentence. She was stammering. She looked nervous. She was shifting around. She knows. Nancy Pelosi is a lot of things, but she is not an idiot. And she knows what she is doing. She knows that this is suicide for her party. She knows it's a suicide mission. And maybe that's why she's taking Adam Schiff with her on this. I don't know. I just know watching Jerry Nadler sit there right next to her on her right, it seemed like he had powered down. It was almost like he was taking a nap. I mean, it's a joke. He was on
the droid's batteries had run down, right?
Right. And then you've got the lady who's been there through, 17 impeachment trials. Okay, not 17, but she was there through Nixon and Clinton. I mean, whatever they have is not going to be enough, because they have no evidence. They have no proof. There was no crime. I welcome this. Maybe I'm one of the few people who actually welcome the coming weeks, because all I think it's going to do is embolden the case in 2020. There is nothing that they can do, especially with this crew leading them, that is going to change anybody's mind. Either America doesn't care, they've lost interest, or they already have made up their mind on this. There's no winning here for the Democrats at all.
All right, you've been very serious and very businesslike. I don't know what's going on at the Horn household, but somebody's having fun. I want to have
somebody in the background.
Tell Michael to behave himself. I want to have some fun now. We haven't rehearsed this. We're going to go to some stories that we've chosen together. But right now, I'm going to pull a fast one on you. I'm going to ambush Jennifer Horn. Don't worry, it's okay. You know me. Just pretend I'm Whitman. You still have at the top of your Twitter feed the happy birthday wishes from William Shatner, and I'm still jealous.
That, right?
Still jealous. So this is why I'm asking you this question. This is from the Daily Wire. I haven't shared this since it came out because I want to ask you, because you're buddies with Admiral Kirk, and I call him Admiral. Emily Zanotti.
Yes, you do.
Admiral Zanotti.
It's appropriate.
It is. Reports the following: the new Star Trek show has been filmed. They've started filming. It's called Star Trek Picard. It brings back Jean-Luc. And what's the theme? I have to have a sanity check. Picard was interviewed. Patrick Stewart was interviewed. And he said, this is a new different Star Trek. It's about a corrupted federation which has turned isolationist in response to a Romulan refugee crisis. And Patrick Stewart responded in an interview with Variety, yeah, Picard's going to be about me responding to the world of Brexit and Trump, because the United Kingdom and the United States are effed. And he didn't say effed. I'd like to ask Bill Shatner, but these guys, this is death, isn't it, for a TV show?
Well, you know what's so funny is that they're so out of touch. If you've watched the Golden Globes, you know, the Oscar nominations just came out.
Right.
It's so funny to see the self-importance. There was a survey that just came out. I don't know if you caught it. I think it was on Drudge yesterday, and it was from Morning Consult, and they talked about brands that people trusted and people trust most in their life. And the top person on the list was your primary care doctor. You trust them most.
Okay.
Hollywood was last on the list. Only 4% of people trust Hollywood.
4%?
Yeah. Your primary doctor, those doctors out there, if you're listening, 51% of people trust their primary doctor. The thing that disturbed me is it went, I think your primary doctor, Amazon, which I guess you can trust, you know, they deliver your products on time for the most part. Google was number 3, which we know what Google is capable of. I mean,
that's wrong.
That disturbs me. That is wrong. But I do believe Hollywood is last on the list because people realize they're so out of touch with reality. You've got Kim Kardashian with 1,200 refrigerators that are bigger than most people's homes walking around trying to pretend that she has something in common with the rest of us and that, you know, we're supposed to listen to the political messaging of, you know, the star of Picard.
Eric,
give me a break.
Eric, find that survey right now. We're posting that at SebGorka.com on my Twitter feed. And then we're going to continue the conversation with our warrior princess, Jennifer Horn, here on America First.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Soon, the Senate will decide if President Trump should be removed from office. Now, Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should be removed. President Trump needs your vote. Just text on your cell phone the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577, and you can vote in Newsmax's poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media, so let your voice be heard. Take the Newsmax poll. Text the word ROCK to 95577 and vote now. Text and data rates may apply.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up, Pragertopia Unlimited.
Adam Schiff, you dirty old man.
He does give that impression, doesn't he, Schiff the Schiff? Everybody on the call board, we will get to you momentarily. Please be patient. Thank you for calling MJ, Odie, Jeff, Frank. Don't go anywhere, but we have to continue our discussion with Jennifer Horn, our buddy out on the West Coast, host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show, who's allowing me to use her studio tomorrow. Because I'm going.
I'm excited. We're going to have fun tomorrow.
Well, that's what I expect. Let's get on to the stories you wanted to share with us. You must know this already, but we had a caller from California today who used the phrase gruesome newsome, and I love it.
Gruesome newsome.
Amazing. The governor, yep. who is, by the way, Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Have I mentioned that before?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So no big deal.
No. There's no corruption in California. No corruption.
Nothing to see here.
So tell us about the latest initiatives from Gruesome Newsom.
Well, there's a couple of different stories about Gavin Gruesome. First, his budget, he released it on Friday. $222.2 billion was the budget. Wow. That's, I think, up by like 60% of last year. He's adding a lot of money into the budget, which is really ridiculous because one of the big bragging points about California's government, about Sacramento, is that they say there's a surplus. Well, there's not a surplus if you count in all the unfunded pensions. And if you realize that the capital gains tax in California is around 13%, which means when the stock market or the real estate market...
13% just for state capital gains?
Just for capital gains. And so when the stock market crashes, not that I want it to and not that it will, it's been sailing under President Trump, but the state of California has been benefiting from that, and the real estate market is on fire. So once that starts to die down, all this money that they're loving to spend is going to be gone because that 13% capital gains, that will stay the same, but people selling and trading will certainly go down. So a couple of different stories as an offshoot to his budget that he just released. The first one I thought was so interesting, and actually it's my family member. It's my cousin's aunt. So, a family by association, essentially, who is a small business owner near Bakersfield. And if you're not familiar with Bakersfield, it's in the center of the state of California for the most part. It's actually the district that's represented by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of just south of Devin Nunes's district. And so what's been going on there is that this is the oil production capital of California. And Gavin Newsom, in his budget, get this, commissioned, a cool $150 million. For a study that will actually start the process of ending the oil industry in California. Now,
so this isn't a secret. This isn't covert. The objective of the study is to end the energy industry.
He's made no secret about it, and he's been sending his henchmen out to try to sell this idea, particularly to this area in Bakersfield, which depends on oil production. I mean, hundreds of thousands of jobs will be lost if they take this out of the state. And it's dumb for a couple of reasons. We saw gas prices after the Saudi the attack on the Saudi airfield, remember, at the end of last year. The rest of the country was bragging about how they didn't see gas prices go up. Well, that's because Trump has gotten us 90 7% energy independent, and no one felt it after that Saudi strike.
Right.
But here in California, gas prices went up. Why? Because there are such strict environmental regulations on oil refineries already that we are energy dependent, and we're energy dependent on Saudi oil. So California already has a problem, and they want to continue that. But the good news, and I always like to tell you the optimist twist from around here, is that there was a Board of Supervisors meeting in Bakersfield for Kern County yesterday. And my aunt went up there and spoke on behalf of her small business. But Seb, there were thousands of people in attendance. One of the representatives from Gavin Newsom's office was there. He eventually left because he couldn't take it anymore. These people were so ginned up. They were fired up, and they were ready to fight back against the governor's idea to end oil production. And they were really out there representing a conservative message, a message of capitalism. And I just thought it was such a great thing to mention, number one, to give some national attention to the fact that Gavin Newsom has this on his agenda to take care of in the next year or two. But for those people who say there's no hope in California, this Board of Supervisors meeting gave me hope, because there were good business people out there who were fighting back. And I think it made a difference, because this guy, the meeting started at 2. I watched it at my desk. It was streaming online from 2 until 6. And I walked out at the office around 6 o'clock. She didn't go up to speak till 7. That's how many people were there. Gavin Newsom's representative got scared. He left early. And there's fight here in the state. And I love to be able to tell you about that.
But my question would be, and this is really exciting news, Jen, were these people who had a political identity, or were they just unified by being part of that business sector? Was this Californians who care, or could people just write it off and say, oh, these are just a handful of crazy Republicans?
No, this area happens to have a few more conservatives than other counties in California. It's still, obviously, we've got McCarthy, Devin Nunes up north. So there are still some conservatives in the area. But I'm going to tell you, this was a melting pot. There were people who had voted for everybody there. There were Democrats, Republicans, a ton of independents. What united them is that these were business people, and these were also people who were good working people who depend on oil production to make their living. And Gavin Newsom's trying to sell them the story that they'll bring in other industry, but it's really hard to imagine that with all the regulations that you're going to be able to entice some big industry to set up in the middle of California under our current climate.
Now, there's one last question. First, you know, there's the strategic insanity that this is Bakersfield and you want to kill a sector that provides jobs to thousands of people. But in the last couple of minutes we have with you, Jennifer Horn, does anybody respond to this idea that the governor is spending how many millions on the study?
$150 million.
$150 million on a study? Does anybody say that's insane?
A lot of people are saying it's insane. His entire budget is being met with a lot of criticism because, again, he has raised it so much, saying that he should take advantage of the surplus while he has it. So apparently that gives him free rein to spend $150 million on a study when people are suffering on the streets of California. That was the other thing that he was doing over the last several days. Old Gruesome Newsom was out traveling through Riverside and Los Angeles yesterday looking at the homeless problem, which is what politicians in California do.
They look at the homeless problem. Okay, right.
Right. They see it. And so now he's getting a lot of heat. There's a recall effort underway against Gavin Newsom. There's a recall effort against the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. And the number one reason for it is because of their failure to address the homeless population. So now they've decided to throw some FEMA trailers at it. they're gonna
FEMA
roll out some
trailers.
That's what they're going to do.
Jen,
I'll
be there tomorrow. We'll fix California.
We'll talk more.
No, we'll fix it.
I love it.
We'll fix it.
I'm calling in backup.
The backup is on its way. She's Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. She's allowing me to use her studio tomorrow because I will be visiting California. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're going back to your calls. MJ, Odie, Jeff, Frank, don't go anywhere. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Keith Peters. The Dow closes above 29,000 for the first time. It's a new day for trade with China and net income surge for United Health during the last quarter. Those stories next.
Albert Einstein once said the only way to predict the future is to look at the past. History proves financial markets have patterns. What goes up must eventually come down. Lou Dobbs here, and the market is up, higher than it's ever been in history. But it may not stay that high without an eventual adjustment. And if it comes down, stocks could tumble quickly. Don't wait to protect your money until it's too late. Your entire retirement portfolio could be at risk in one day. My advice? Visit GoldIRAKit.com and learn how GoldCo feels you can protect and secure your retirement savings now. Get a free Gold IRA kit from GoldCo by visiting GoldIRAKit.com and fill out a simple form. The folks at GoldCo will help you set up a self-directed IRA that puts you in control of your money. Just call 855-815-GOLD or go to GoldIRAKit.com today.
Lou Dobbs is in Washington, D.C., where he was privileged to attend today's White House ceremony as President Trump and China's Vice Premier Liu signed Phase 1 of the president's new trade agreement, boosting China's purchase of American farm products, including pork, poultry, and dairy products. On Wall Street today, stocks rose following the new trade deal. Technology shares were big gainers since the sector is reliant on China for sales and supply chains of its chips and electronics. The Dow Industrials gained 90 points and notched its first close above 29,000 points in history. United Health's net income surged in the fourth quarter. The company is the nation's largest health insurer, and today's news made it one of the big gainers on the market. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
You know, I'm a little surprised. I thought it would be a much more aggressive debate tonight. I mean, this is the last shot you got till the Iowa caucus in 3 weeks. The four front runners, nobody went after each other. I was really surprised at that. But what you walk away with, does this change the dynamic of the caucus in 3 weeks?
No.
Absolutely not.
This was not the type of night of ambition we expect. You have to go for it at a certain point to distinguish yourself from your competitors. And remember what every Democrat is looking for. Who is the right one to beat Trump? That speaks to a big ambition, to a boldness, someone who can take on arguably the most fierce campaigner we've seen in a generation.
That was Fredo, and Fredo was not impressed. If Fredo's not impressed with the Democrat debate, then they did very, very poorly. We are watching the footage right now live. Oh, my, what a gruesome parade. The Senate trial managers that have been appointed by Nancy Pelosi are walking the fake articles of impeachment from the lower house of Congress to the Senate. What a rogues gallery. Nadler is just... Is that an automaton? Is that real? I really can't tell. It looks like one of those figures from a Disneyland amusement. They're walking to the rotunda. It's just... I can't. Let's do something much more important. Let's talk to you, our listeners, who've been waiting very patiently. Odie! Line two. Odie, welcome aboard.
Yeah. Dr. G, great show. Keep up the fight. I'm a retired Tier 1 operator. I think all liberals, rhinos, and anyone else that does not support this president should donate their 401k profits and any other profits to the U.S. Treasury. That's it.
Odie, it's genius. It's genius. If you're not happy about Donald Trump making $11 trillion, the size of the increase to our U.S. economy, then you should donate all of your profits, and that's how you will satisfy your inner socialist. Odie, that's priceless for that. You have to.
One operator, I think all liberals, rhinos, and anyone else who not support this president should donate their 401k profits and any other.
I think Odie's on the delay. Odie, stay on the line. I want to give you a copy of Why We Fight for that fabulous suggestion. Let's go to Alaska. It's been too long since we traveled to Alaska. Line three, Jeff, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I'd like to just ask a question based on the opening of today's program when you accurately depicted Adam Schiff. Here's my question. Do you think one possibly, maybe, given his character, his resistance to want to testify, might be because a whistleblower never existed, as he had actual access to the 701 and metadata files from the NSA and everyone. What I'm trying to say is, when you look at everything, when you look at Kavanaugh and you look at all these trials, one of the biggest reasons why the Russian hoax and all this other stuff failed is because you actually had people that you could examine. But now when we go with the whistleblower narrative and
But Jeff, we know who he is. There are photographs of him on the internet. We know who he is. He's a CIA detailee that Brennan sent to the White House. This isn't a phantom. We know who he is, and that's why Schiff was so petrified when they started asking questions about him, because Schiff coordinated illegally with the whistleblower when he started complaining to the Congress without going through the IG staff at the Director of National Intelligence. So I don't understand why people are still saying he doesn't exist. We even know who his name.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say, Mr. Gorka, is a name exists to the paper.
No. There are photographs of him. You can see him sitting in the White House.
Yes, sir, I understand.
So what's the point?
I understand that. My point is that he's not the author of what he wrote.
Oh, clearly, we know he isn't. It was these activist lawyers who have been running billboards outside the NSA, outside the CIA, that run a whistleblower company who are offering to pay people expenses if they became whistleblowers. If you look at the whistleblower complaint, you're absolutely right, Jeff. It was written by a bunch of lawyers. It's all hooey. It's all fake.
And then you had, I think it was yesterday, John Brennan came out and apologized because he lied. He lied to Congress and saying that, we're not keeping files on people.
Because he perjured himself, because we found him to have committed perjury. Absolutely, Jeff. Absolutely. You got it.
Thank
Alaska.
You, have a great day.
You too. Alaska, don't be so much of a stranger. We know you're listening to us out there. Be like Jeff. Call in and get your voice heard across the nation, not just in the northern part of our great nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls on 833-334-6752 in a moment. But first, can I help you, my friends?
please let me help you. Dr. G is here to help. If you suffer from daily aches and pains, I have an answer for you that worked for me and is working for tens of thousands of Americans right now who are battling everyday aches and pains. It's called Relief Factor. It's totally natural. It has no negative side effects. It's made from resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3, and these are ingredients that attack the source of the pain you suffer, which is the inflammation, not the consequences, not the symptoms, but the source. I am now pain-free. My lower back pain issue left me 13 months ago, and I'm still free of it. And that could be your experience. How do you find out if it works for you? It's so very easy. Go to relieffactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, four little tablets for 3 weeks, and you will know by the end if it works for you like it works for me. It's very simple. And look at the incredible video testimonials from Americans across the nation who are getting their lives back, liberated from everyday aches and pains. Just go to relieffactor.com. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free. Totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Most awesome voice in talk radio. No, not me, Dr. G.
Guys, I just caught up with all your texts. And you texted me again. Is this how it works? I just caught up with all your texts since last night and today, and I've got four more. I'll get to you guys in a second, but can I ask you something? Will you let me rant for a little? I do like a good rant. It's time for a rant. We should have a rant segment. We need some good rant music. Why? You will not believe what Creepy Joe said during the debate. And what he said, well, you know, it's kind of personal for me because I was in the White House when we finally took the fight to ISIS. But Creepy Joe with his hairy legs sees it a little bit differently. Yesterday's Democrat debate, Creepy Hairy Joe, cut five.
I was part of the coalition that put together 68 countries to deal with stateless terror as well as failed states. Not us alone, 68 other countries. That's how we were able to defeat and end the caliphate for ISIS. They'll come back if we do not deal with them and we do not have someone who can bring together the rest of the world to go with us.
What's a caliphate? I mean, he can't even speak correctly about the enemy that we destroyed. So Joe Biden would have you believe that he crushed ISIS. I think you also forgot who the president was. Isn't that interesting? Oh, it was me! You know you were the vice president, right? I built the international coalition of 68 nations that took on ISIS. Okay, Joe. Here's what really happened. Number one, your boss's withdrawal of our troops from Iraq facilitated the rise of ISIS from being a podunk little local affiliate of Al-Qaeda, called Al-Qaeda in Iraq, to becoming the most successful insurgency in modern history, holding territory in three different countries, making $500,000 every 24 hours, and with more than 6 million people on its territory. That's on you and your failure of a boss, Obama. You built the 68-nation coalition. Let's talk about that coalition you built. It was pure and utter bloody propaganda. Because after you built your 68-nation coalition, I went to brief that coalition. Yes. As somebody who specialized on what ISIS believes and the ideology of caliphate, I was invited into the CENTCOM arena to brief the whole coalition. And when I got in theater to give my briefing, who was in the room? Who represented the 68-nation coalition? Outside of the usual suspects, us, our good brothers in the UK, the French. Do you know how many other nations were in the room from the region? Muslim nations, Arab nations, that would have been crucial to defeating ISIS if you cared about doing that. Out of the 68, Joe, there were two nations. It was a Potemkin village, like those cardboard cutout villages in the Soviet Union that would be shown to visiting dignitaries to demonstrate how much of a paradise we've created. It was the backlot in Hollywood. It was a lie. It was smoke and mirrors. And that's why ISIS was decapitating hostages every day, running slave markets, selling women, children as sexual slaves, beheading American citizens on YouTube, setting alight fighter pilots from allied nations in the region while you played your bloody fiddle like Nero. And then when it came to destroying ISIS, your boss lectured us. He said first, oh, it's a JV team, junior varsity. It's a bunch of yahoos. Doesn't matter. It's a joke. Until they reestablished the caliphate. And then your boss had the temerity, the gall, to do a 180 and lecture America and the West on, well, you know, that JV team, they're now a generational threat, quote unquote, and you're just going to have to get used to it, America. Your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids will be fighting jihadis. It's a generational threat. Get over it. But where is ISIS today? When was the last beheading? When was the last hostage set ablaze on camera? You can't remember, can you, my friends? Why? Because when I came into the White House with the 45th Commander-in-Chief, he said, this ends now. Unleash the dogs of war, including Conan, and especially our buddies in Bragg, JSOC, DevGru, Coronado, and take hell to the enemy. And they did. Within 5 months, the caliphate, the generational threat you had so pompously lectured us about, was gone. And then Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi turned into red mist. Who the hell do you think you are to so falsify history that you are doing it within living memory of just a couple of years ago? You're a punk. You're pathetic. You're a liar and you're a propagandist. And the further the American people through the ballot box keep you away from the White House again, the better. That'll be wonderful for my bronchitis. Rant over. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden, you are an irrelevance. Bye-bye. Back to your calls in a moment on 833-333-GORKA, 833-334-6752. But if you want to be able to rant as well as I do, you got to be healthy. How do I do that? Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard keeps me top tip. Free health coaches for all of our customers and health in your hand. When you take Balance of Nature, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It really is that remarkable, and you will feel it. Right now, if you order Balance of Nature using my name, you'll get 35% off your first preferred order and free shipping, but you've got to use my name. Do it today. Don't regret. Don't wait. Don't have second guessing of your decision. It really is health in your hand. Balanceofnature.com. Listen to my buddy Joe Piscopo, who's a massive advocate.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
Yes, indeed. Listen to Joe. Use my name right now, balanceofnature.com, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But either way, just use a special code for that massive discount, G-O-R-K-A. Back with your calls here on America First in a moment.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Nancy Pelosi, it hurts. It hurts us.
You guys clearly like the rant. You're texting in. Nice rant there, Dr. G. Thank you kindly. Guys, put your name on your texts. I want to know who's texting me. Come on. Let's squeeze in at least one more call. Let's go to MJ in Arizona, line one. Welcome back, MJ.
Hey there. I'll try and be quick. According to the Constitution, if Trump is impeached and removed from office, he cannot run for anything, even dog catcher in the future. Yet we know the Democrats don't care about the Constitution because they have a formerly impeached and removed
judge. They have a judge who's in the House of Representatives, right?
Right.
Right.
Which, therefore, he's unconstitutional.
Yeah. Now,
minor problems. How do I know this? My degree long ago is from a state-chartered university in political science.
Yeah, well, look, you're very, very on the money there. There is an individual who wasn't just impeached as a judge. He was impeached on multiple counts of bribery, and he is in the House of Representatives right now. Wonderful. Thank you, MJ, for enlightening us. Let's go to... is it Corrado, line four in California? Hello.
Corrado.
Corrado, welcome.
Thank you. Such an honor to talk to you, Dr. Gork. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
And then I was going to tell you something, but your rant got me so angry because it was so right on. And you remember, I'm sure you remember when John Kerry said he was going to rewrite history. And my wife said, you don't rewrite history, you make history. And I go, oh, no. Obama and him are actually going to rewrite history their way. But when Obama, I saw my research and I knew this guy was treasonous, along with Kerry, who got rich on a millionaire's capitalist woman. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you, I heard you say that Jennifer Orne, you're coming out to California.
Yes.
I know you have access to our great president, Donald Trump. And I want to say, I've been talking to people on the streets about Trump.
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, it's amazing. I want him to come. We're near Edwards Air Force Base, Palmdale, California, 20 miles from Air Force Base, Edwards Air Force Base. People in California are turning. They're turning. They're just still scared to say it.
I think
Mr. President to come out.
I think you're right. I think every time I go to California, I see very, very exciting things happening. Sooner or later, human beings have a breaking point, and they say enough is enough, enough with the insanity. Corrado, would you stay on the line? I want to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Will you stay on the line?
Thank you so much, doctor.
All right. God bless you. Sounds like you're driving. Be safe out there. I think we need more rants. We need a rant segment. No, it's got to be organic. It's got to be when some moron lights my fuse like Joe Hairy Legs Biden. What a great day. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all the great wishes you've sent me. We'll be traveling to the West Coast, broadcasting from Jennifer Horn's studio tomorrow. You don't want to miss a thing. Be safe, my friends. Watch your six. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And as always, stay frosty.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges.
reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.